Today, we're diving into something I get asked a lot about, and that is developing your intuition. You know, that inner knowing, that gut feeling, that little voice that whispers guidance, even when your logical mind is drawing a blank. Hey friend, welcome back to The Media Matters, the coven for the curious. I'm your host Chantel, and today we are getting intuitive. We often think of intuition as this mystical, elusive thing that only psychics and mediums have access to, but here is the truth. We all have intuition, but I get it. We're constantly bombarded with information, opinions, and noise, and learning to hear and trust that quiet voice within can be really hard to tap into. But let me tell you that when you do, it is absolutely life-changing. So today we're going to break down what intuition really is, explore why it matters, share some practical exercises to strengthen it, and talk about how to actually trust it when it speaks to you. So let's start by really understanding what intuition is. Intuition isn't just some woo-woo concept with no basis in reality. In fact, there is fascinating science behind it. From a scientific perspective, your intuition is essentially your brain processing information beyond your conscious awareness. Your mind is constantly taking in millions of data points, like subtle facial expressions, tiny environmental changes, patterns you don't consciously recognize, and then your brain is creating what we experience as hunches or gut feelings. Researchers at the Max Planck Institute actually found that our brains make decisions up to 7 seconds before we become consciously aware of them. 7 seconds. That's crazy. And that is your intuition at work, operating behind the scenes. From a more spiritual perspective, a lot of traditions view intuition as our connection to higher wisdom, universal consciousness, or even spirit guides. It's seen as the bridge between your conscious mind and a deeper, more expansive wisdom that you can access when you quiet the mental chatter. I really like to think of it as both, the science and the spiritual working in beautiful harmony. You know, if you're asking. Your brain is an incredible processor, and you have access to wisdom beyond your everyday thinking mind. So, how does intuition actually communicate with us? Well, there are several different ways, and I think we should talk about them. The first is physical sensations. This is what we commonly call gut feelings. It's that flutter in your stomach, the tightness in your chest, or maybe even goosebumps that appear for no apparent reason. Your body is actually an incredible intuitive instrument. Then there are mental impressions. This is the sudden knowing, clear thoughts that seem to drop in from out of nowhere, or solutions that appear when you weren't even actively trying to solve a problem. Then there are emotional signals. This is like unexplained feelings of unease about a situation that looks perfect on paper, or even a sense of peace about a decision that might seem risky to other people. Finally, there are symbolic messages. This could be recurring symbols, meaningful coincidences, or patterns that catch your attention. You know those times when you keep seeing the same number everywhere? Or when you think of someone and they immediately call or text you? Those aren't just random. They're often intuitive nudges. So why does developing your intuition even matter in everyday life? Well, for starters, it is an incredible decision-making tool. When you're faced with choices and the pros and cons lists are all tied up, intuition can guide you toward what's truly aligned with your highest good. It's also a built-in warning system. How many times have you ignored a gut feeling about a person or a situation, only to later think, I knew something felt off? Intuition can alert you to potential problems before they fully materialize. Also, intuition is a massive creativity enhancer. Some of the world's greatest innovations, art, and scientific breakthroughs have come through intuitive flashes instead of this linear thinking that we're so used to. And honestly, perhaps the most important is that developing your intuition strengthens your connection to your authentic self. It helps you distinguish between the societal shoulds and what truly resonates with your soul's path. So intuition isn't just some mystical extra, It's a practical tool for living a more aligned, authentic, and even safer life. Years and years ago, back when dinosaurs roamed the earth, a friend and I took our friendship to a full-on relationship. And let me tell ya, I was very happy. Very, very happy. We were attached at the hip. We loved the same things. I mean, match made in heaven. But one day, while I was driving, I heard clear as day, this is not the person for you. If I'm being honest, deep down, I knew it was true. Because in my mind, I didn't argue and say, what the heck are you talking about? I do, however, remember thinking, we're best friends. We get each other. So I'm going to see what happens. And so I stayed in said relationship. And as a result, I learned a lot of hard lessons. And I do mean a lot. So fast forward many, many years and the relationship came to an end. So, you know, I think this person is fantastic. He will give you the shirt off his back if you need it. He is that kind of person. He just wasn't my person and I wasn't his. And, you know, again, if I'm being honest, sometimes I wonder how my life would have turned out if I'd listened to that voice all those years ago and ended things then. But I don't stay there too long because in this timeline, none of that stuff matters. I was meant to learn the lessons and be in specific places at specific times because it was just part of my journey. But I will tell you, when I finally listened to the voice and ventured out on my own, the whole world opened up. I was scared for sure, but oddly energized and ready for whatever adventures awaited me. What's fascinating about this experience is that my intuition had been trying to guide me long before I consciously acknowledged it. Your story will look far different from mine, but I'd be willing to bet that when you look back at major decisions in your life, you can identify times when your intuition was speaking to you, whether you listened or not. Which brings me to my next point. If we all have this amazing intuitive capability, why aren't we all walking around in perfect alignment making flawless decisions? Well, there are some very common blocks that can muffle or even completely silence our intuitive voice. The first big one is overthinking and analysis paralysis. Look, we live in a society that values rational thinking above all else. Be logical. Make a pros and cons list. What do the facts say? And listen, don't get me wrong. Analytical thinking is incredible and even necessary. But when we're constantly in our logical mind, churning through the possibilities and the scenarios, we create so much freaking mental noise that we can't hear the quieter intuitive signals. I see this all the time with people who just feel stuck. They've researched every angle, consulted every friend, read every blog, and they're more confused than when they started. That's because at some point, more information doesn't actually lead to clarity, it leads to overwhelm. And in that overwhelm, intuition can often get drowned out. The second major block is fear and doubt. This shows up in a few different ways. There's the fear of making wrong decisions. What if my intuition leads me astray? Which makes us second guess even our clearest knowing. Then there's doubt in our own inner wisdom. Who am I to think I know what's best? Which makes us defer to external influences instead of trusting ourselves. And then, you know, there's the societal conditioning piece. From the time we're little people, little kids, most of us are taught to trust external authority over our internal knowing. And listen, I get it. We're little kids, like, you know, as little kids, you don't have all the answers. Hell, as adults, you don't have all the answers, you know? But we hear these things like, listen to your teacher, do what the doctor says, follow the rules. And all of this can be appropriate guidance for sure, but when taken to an extreme, it can really disconnect us from our intuitive wisdom. The third block is rushing and distraction. And let's be honest, life is busy. She's a busy gal. We're constantly on the go, we're multitasking. We have a million notifications and all kinds of things demanding our time and attention. Intuition speaks in the quiet spaces, in the pauses between the thoughts. So if we never slow down, we never create those quiet spaces. So how the heck can we possibly hear any messages? You just can't, you know? I would say that digital overload is a huge culprit here. I think we can all agree we're constantly consuming content, scrolling social media, responding to messages. I mean, we are in a state of constant input. And here again, I will say intuition needs some space. It needs that quiet for the output in order to get those messages to you. Finally, there's ignoring body wisdom. What even does that mean? Well, intuition often communicates through physical sensations, but most of us are disconnected from our bodies. We ignore discomfort, we push through fatigue, we medicate symptoms without asking what they might be trying to tell us. We also tend to overlook emotional intelligence. If you were raised with messages like, don't cry, toughen up, don't be so sensitive, then you might have learned to override your emotional signals, many of which are actually intuitive guidance in disguise. I really think that recognizing the blocks is the first step to removing them. And the good news is that none of these blocks are permanent. With awareness and some simple practices, you can start to clear the static and tune in to your intuitive channel far more clearly. Now, with that stuff out of the way, let's get into the fun part, practical exercises that you can start using today to strengthen your intuition. Think of these as workouts for your intuitive muscles. Just like going to the gym, consistency is key. These don't have to take a lot of time, but listen, practicing regularly will help you see results. So the first practice is daily mindfulness. Listen, I know. Everyone recommends meditation for everything these days, and this gal is like top of the list. Meditation, I feel, is like superior. It is prime real estate for all the things, but I digress. The reason is that it works. It works, especially when you are trying to develop your intuition. Again, when we quiet the mental chatter, we create space to hear our intuitive voice. Now, hear me when I say you don't have to meditate for hours or string a bunch of days together, like cancel your week because you're going to be in meditation and silence. You just need a few minutes. 5 minutes a day can make all the difference. I have a really simple intuition building meditation that you can try. So for this, you're just going to find a comfortable position. Maybe you're sitting on the couch, you're sitting in your comfy chair, wherever. Close your eyes, take 3 deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. And then you're going to bring your awareness to your body. And to do this, you're going to start at the top of your head and you're going to slowly scan down all the way to your toes. While you're doing this, notice any sensations without judgment. So we're looking for things like tension, tingling, warmth, coolness, you know, the list goes on. While you're doing this, pay attention to your heart center and your gut, two intuitive powerhouses in your body. So just observe how they feel. Is there tightness? Is there openness? Do you feel butterflies? Do you feel heaviness? You get it. From there, I want you to think about a simple question that you would like guidance on. Nothing too major. We are starting with little baby steps. So this could be like, what would nourish me today? Or what deserves my attention right now? So drop the question into your awareness and then let it go. Don't actively search for an answer. Once you drop this question into your awareness, keep the breathing going, be nice and gentle, and notice what comes up. You may get images, words, sensations, or a knowing, just a clear knowing. Whatever comes up, just make a simple mental note without analyzing it. After a few minutes, slowly open your eyes and write down what you experienced. Over time, this little meditation is going to help you to recognize the unique way your intuition communicates with you. Simple, simple, but super effective. The second exercise is what I call the intuition journal method. So this is a game changer for building confidence in your intuitive hits. To do this, you're just going to get a dedicated notebook or create a note on your phone. And then throughout the day, whenever you have a hunch or a gut feeling about something, just write it down. It could be as simple as, I have a feeling my friend so-and-so is going to call me today, or something tells me I should take the scenic route home. So the key is to record these impressions before you know the outcome. Just remember to record your notes after everything has happened. So when you discover whether your intuition was right or or wrong or maybe not as right. Note that too. Over time, you're going to start to see some patterns. You'll learn which types of intuitive hits tend to be reliable for you and which might be colored by, let's say, fears or wishful thinking. Keep in mind that this practice isn't about judging yourself when your intuition seems wrong or less right. It's really about learning your personal intuitive language. Sometimes what seems like an off-base intuitive hit is actually accurate, but we misinterpreted the message, if you know what I mean. Okay, so the third exercise is like a pause practice. This one is really simple, but powerful. So before making decisions, any decision, big or small, take a brief pause. By this, I mean, take 3 conscious breaths and check in with your body. Notice what sensations come up when you consider different options. For example, if you are deciding between, let's say, 2 jobs, pause, breathe, and mentally place yourself in the first scenario. How does your body feel? How does your body respond? Is there excitement? Is there contraction? Now do the same with the second option. What happens is that this pause creates space for your intuition to speak before your analytical mind takes over. So you can practice this with small daily choices just to really build your habit. Should I call this person or should I email them? Should I work on this project now or later? This pause practice really just helps you to distinguish between reactive choices and intuitively guided ones. Last on our list, you might find it helpful to use some divination tools as intuition trainers. Think oracle cards, pendulums, or even a coin flip, because these can all be conversation starters with your beautiful intuition. The key is to focus on how you feel about the message rather than trying to rigidly adhere to traditional meanings. By that, I mean, if you pull an oracle or a tarot card that traditionally represents challenge, but you feel a sense of excitement and expansion when you look at it, trust your own intuition over whatever the guidebook says. Really, these tools aren't telling your future. They're helping you to access your own inner knowing. Remember that strengthening intuition is like building any skill. It takes practice and it takes patience. But unlike learning, say, a foreign language or a musical instrument, you're not learning something new. You're remembering something you already know how to do. You're just clearing away the static that's been interfering with the signal for way too long. Now, developing intuition is one thing. Actually trusting it enough to follow its guidance is another challenge entirely. So let's talk about how to build that trust. The first approach is to start small. Practice with low-stakes decisions where the consequences are not life-altering. Think what to eat for lunch, which route to take to work, what to wear today. Listen, I get it. These are seemingly minor choices, but they're the perfect training grounds because they're going to help you to learn to distinguish between true intuition and passing thoughts or desires. Is that craving for chocolate cake actually intuitive guidance or just a sweet tooth talking? There's really no right or wrong answer here. The point is to practice tuning in and noticing the difference in how each type of internal message feels in your body. The second trust-building practice is to validate your experiences. To do this, just keep track of when your intuition proved accurate. If you're like me, then you tend to focus on and remember the misses rather than the hits, which really undermines our confidence. But when we consistently note the times that our intuition was spot on, we start to build evidence for our rational mind that our intuitive sense is very trustworthy. And sometimes we need that, right? We just need the wins. Here is a crucial point about those times when your intuition seems wrong. Learn from misinterpretations without losing confidence. I know that can be hard. Sometimes it's not that your intuition was incorrect, but that you misunderstood the message. Maybe that don't take this job feeling wasn't about the job itself, but more about a need to negotiate better terms. Or that danger sensation wasn't warning you away from a person, but from rushing into a decision too quickly. See what I mean? The third aspect of building trust is developing your unique intuitive language. So everyone's intuition communicates a little different from everyone else's. For some people, intuitive knowing comes as clear inner dialogue. And then for other people, it's more about physical sensations or emotions. Some even receive visual images or symbols. The thing is to pay attention to how your intuition tends to speak to you. Do you get goosebumps when something resonates as true? Does a sense of expansiveness in your chest signal a yes for you? Does your stomach clench when something isn't right for you? All things to consider. Also important is learn how intuition feels different from fear or wishful thinking in your body, in your system. Fear often feels contracted. It can feel heavy and urgent. Wishful thinking usually has a quality of strain or effort. True intuition, on the other hand, even when delivering challenging guidance, typically has a calm, clear quality to it, a sense of rightness, even when you don't like the message. Building trust in your intuition isn't about having this blind faith. It's about establishing a relationship through experience, through validation, and understanding your unique intuitive style. Look, the more you honor those subtle nudges, the more clearly they will speak to you. Trust the process. So now I want to share a fun interactive exercise I do to practice working with my intuition. Here is how it works. It's kind of silly, but it is heaps of fun. Okay, so when we turn on the TV and we start a show or a movie, I sometimes will close my eyes before I see anyone, and I will spend a few seconds just kind of grounding and centering. And then as soon as I hear a voice, I focus on the person speaking and I imagine or try to intuitively call what color they're wearing or any physical features like their hair color. Here is what is important. I go with the first thing that pops into my mind and then I look at the screen to see if I'm right. This exercise is really fun and super easy to do. And I would say, just make sure your answer is based on intuitive pull rather than trying to logically figure out the answer, if you know what I mean. What I love about this silly little game is that it doesn't matter if you get it right the first time or right the fifth or the 15th time or ever, honestly. The point here isn't to prove psychic ability. It's to practice tuning into and trusting those subtle internal nudges. It is a fun little game, I am telling you, and it is free to play. You're already probably watching something. You can do this streaming. You can do this on YouTube. You can do this on Instagram. You pull up a new reel. You pull up a new short. Pull up a new video, whatever. But it is heaps of fun. And it just really exercises those intuitive muscles. It gets you thinking. And really, when you're practicing this, you can't think about your worries. You can't think about the bad or sad day you had. You're thinking about what color shirt this person is wearing that you haven't seen yet, and it is heaps of fun. So one of the things I did early on when I would play this game is after I saw what color shirt this person is wearing or the color of their hair, figure out if I'm right or less right, we'll say, I would take a minute just to kind of reflect. I would dial into what the intuitive pull felt like. I would dial in and figure out if I second-guessed myself. I would try to figure out if I felt any physical sensations guiding me toward a particular choice. You know, on and on. It really is about the reflection and just tuning in to those feelings and those sensations. You can play this game as often as you want to, maybe even keep track of your results over time, so that you can see if your accuracy improves, and I'm telling you, it likely will. Okay, let's get into some of the most common questions I get about developing intuition. You likely have some of these questions too. If you have questions that differ from these, send them my way, and I will share them in a future episode. So the first question is, how do I know if it's intuition or just my imagination? Oh, this is a really good question. I like this. So I would say the key differences between imagination and intuitive knowing often come down to the quality of the experience. So imagination typically feels like you're creating the thoughts or you're directing the thoughts. It's like it takes effort, if you know what I mean. Intuition, on the other hand, feels more like receiving, like the information is coming to you rather than from you. There's also typically a bodily component that accompanies true intuition. You might feel a sense of calm certainty in your chest, a knowing in your gut, goosebumps on your arms. Imagination tends to stay primarily in the mental realm without those physical signals. Imagination isn't the enemy of intuition, to be clear. It can actually be the vehicle through which intuition speaks, especially for my visually oriented friends. The distinction is in how it feels, not necessarily the content. Okay, our next question. Can intuition be wrong? Another great question. I really like this one. I would say that pure intuition itself isn't wrong, but our interpretation of intuitive messages can be off base sometimes. The thing is that intuition often speaks in symbols, impressions, sensations, and we have to translate that. And that is where misunderstandings can happen or misinterpretation can happen. Also, what we think is intuition can sometimes actually be fear, conditioning, or wishful thinking in disguise. And I think that's why it's so important to refine your ability to distinguish between these two internal experiences. The way to improve your intuitive accuracy over time is through the practices we talked about today, especially I'd say the intuition journal, where you track your hunches and their outcomes. This helps you learn which types of intuitive hits tend to be reliable for you and which ones might be colored by other factors. All right, moving on. How long does it take to develop strong intuition? Oh, good question. It's important to remember that we're not really developing intuition from scratch. We're removing the blocks that have muffled something that we've had all along. So the amount of time it takes depends on you and how many layers of doubt and overthinking and conditioning you have to work through. Some people will notice significant improvements within weeks of having a consistent practice, and other people will find that it'll take months of gently rebuilding trust in their inner knowing. I think the most important thing is to focus on consistency. And we have been talking about this a lot, maybe almost in like every one of the last few episodes. But really, I think that 5 minutes of intuitive practice on a daily basis is going to yield far better results than an occasional hour or 2 hour long session once a year, if you know what I mean. And, you know, remember, you're not starting from zero. You've been using intuition your whole life, even if you haven't called it that or consciously worked with it. You know. All right. Our last question is, can medications or certain mental states affect intuition? This question and answer has a lot of layers, so I'm going to keep this basic. I would say yes, certain medications can dampen intuitive sensitivity. I think this is also true for extreme stress, anxiety, depression. I mean, the list goes on. But this doesn't mean that you can't develop your intuition if you're taking medication or dealing with some mental health challenges. It just means you need to work with your current circumstances instead of working against them. If you are taking medication prescribed by your doctor, then please continue to follow your doctor's advice. You can still practice all of the intuitive building exercises we talked about today while honoring your medical needs, and that is more important than anything else. I just encourage you to remember that your intuition is always there, even if there's currently some static on the line. Just work with where you are, not where you think you should be. Right. I want to emphasize that developing your intuition is a journey, not a destination. It's about building a relationship with that wise part of yourself that knows more than your conscious mind can process. We have covered a lot today, from understanding what intuition really is and how it communicates, to some practical exercises for strengthening your intuition, to building trust with your inner guidance system. And I know it feels like a lot. Don't worry about trying everything at once. I would say, as per usual, pick just one exercise that resonated with you and commit to practicing it every day or every week. Maybe it's the 5-minute intuition meditation. Maybe it's starting an intuition journal. Or maybe it's the pause practice before making decisions. Whatever calls to you, That is your intuition already at work, guiding you toward what you need right now. Friend, thank you so, so much for hanging with me today. I am always grateful for our time together. Make sure you check out our companion blog post linked in the show notes. There you will find goodies that were not shared in the episode. If you're not already part of our magical insider community, then what even are you doing? Click the link in the show notes for weekly magical tips, monthly newsletters, and so much more. Until next time, this is Chantel with The Medium Matters, reminding you to stay curious, stay open, and most importantly, trust yourself. See you next time.